You're listening to Shift on CBC Radio 1 in New Brunswick. It's 20 minutes before 6 o'clock. We're about to debut a new regular feature here on the show. We're going to call it Made in New Brunswick because that sums it all up quite nicely. Once a week over the coming months, we're going to hear about entrepreneurs in this province, homegrown innovators who have taken an idea and a risk and made it work. Our guide will be Janice McPherson. I guess you could call her an alumnus of the Wallace McCain Institute's Entrepreneurial Leaders Program, and she continues to act as a mentor with new entrepreneurs. She knows about risks of such ventures herself. She started and ran an internet service provider business for well over a decade. She's now one of the partners in Pomodori, a restaurant in Rothsay that serves up award-winning wood-fired pizza. Janice McPherson joins us now. Hello there.
Hello.
If you think back to when you started the internet service provider business, what led you then to take that leap as opposed to just joining an existing company?
Well, I think at the time, my husband and I were actually running kind of a precursor to the internet. Mm-hmm. We, as part of a tourism program, when we moved out west for, we were running an online bulletin board service. So people would dial into our computer and find out information on the ski industry, the resorts, the avalanche conditions, road conditions, that kind of thing. And we got a lot of publicity out of that. And we had the momentum of the internet was just starting to come alive, and we had an association, a very informal one, being formed in the town. And it just felt like it was the opportunity to kind of jump on the bandwagon at that time because we saw such great potential on the internet.
So you always preferred the idea of being self-employed rather than employed by someone else?
Yeah. Now that I've been doing it for so long, it's kind of hard to work for someone, but when I was 24, yeah, it felt like the right thing to do. And my husband had already run two businesses of his own before mm-hmm. I'd even met him. So,
because most people do come out of school thinking, oh, well, I want to get a job and don't want that fear of where will my next check come from if it all depends on me.
Yeah, I think it does take some work. I mean, I worked a full-time job while we got that business off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing you have to do when you start new businesses. Mm-hmm. You do work, you know, to pay the paychecks, basically.
What is it, though, that separates an entrepreneur from an employee, from somebody who's just happy to work for someone else?
I think it's someone who is able to take a risk. I think a lot of risk is involved in being an entrepreneur. You know, there's tons of ideas out there. But an entrepreneur actually looks at ideas and spends quite a bit of time analyzing and assessing and says, is this marketable? Is there a market for this product or this service?
Mm-hmm.
And if there is, great. If not, you know, it's died on the table. But if there is a market for it, the resources are put together by the entrepreneur, funds, whatever it needs to be, to create change in the sector they've chosen.
So it can't be just something that you love, because otherwise just call it a hobby.
Right, right. We've looked at lots of ideas,
yeah,
and very few that we've actually taken to market.
Well, on the surface, an internet company and a pizzeria don't have an awful lot in common. To what extent can the skills that you have be applied easily to selling pizza?
Well, I think the big thing with being an entrepreneur is you basically are all hands on deck. You are the go-to person. You have to make a lot of hard decisions, and you are the jack of all trades.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know accounting, and you need to know how to create a brand, and you need to know that, you know, you need to take the risk of making a hard decision when you see stormy clouds ahead, but you can push through them.
And you have to run the dishwasher.
And you have to run the dishwasher, and you do a lot of cleaning.
Yeah.
And I find that the skill set that you gain just in getting your hands dirty, and you become a leader. You gain leadership skills. I'm quite comfortable. I may have gone into the pizza business, but I'm quite comfortable with my capabilities in going into any line of business that I'm going to be passionate about.
Mm-hmm. And why is that? What's that kernel there?
Well, I think that's the confidence that you gain in the time, I guess, the time spent in learning those leadership skills. And this is one of the big things about talking about entrepreneurs today on this program is the ability to make a decision. Whether it's the wrong decision, the right decision, you have the capability to make the decision. And you have to have the confidence in the decision that you decide to make. And that builds leadership qualities. And that it in essence gives you a bunch of different routes to take.
Because you can't be a wallflower with your staff. You certainly can't be a wallflower with the bank.
You're not always going to be liked.
That's true, too. You pitched the series to us. So what do you have in mind over the coming weeks and months?
Well, I've been involved with the Wallace McCain Institute as a participant in the Entrepreneurial Leaders Program, and I'm also now working with new entrepreneurs coming up and coming in the province. And mm-hmm. I, by working with the Institute, I have really kind of expanded my network of entrepreneurs and who I've met. And there's a lot of really cool things happening. And I find that entrepreneurs don't really, they go under the radar. They're doing their thing, and they are small companies for the most part, and they're just really innovative, creating some really neat stuff. And I think it's important that we kind of expose them, give them the recognition. Because when I meet these people, and after I hear what they're doing, I'm like, wow, you know, I'm proud to that they're coming from New Brunswick. And I think that it'd be a neat thing to be able to show off what these people are doing in this province. And these are people from New Brunswick that want to stay in New Brunswick and not leave, or who have been away and decided to come home and do something here. And I think that's an important thing to show.
So give us a hint of the kind of people we'll hear about.
Oh, well, it'll run the gamut. Where I'm looking at featuring is all over a variety of industries. We're talking about some people in the film industry, software development, natural skincare products. Did I say the film industry?
Mm-hmm.
Where are we going here? We have I think in the next couple of weeks we're going to do the industrial imaging company. There's a whole, it's endless, the innovation that's happening in different sectors.
You've mentioned a number of things that have already occurred to me that I can see happening in larger centers. I mean, the skincare product business, you think of it as sort of Montreal, Toronto, Vancouver.
Right.
But done here.
We're going to be talking about Olivier Sopry, which is in a small town, New Brunswick.
Mm-hmm. The institute that you went to, tell us about that.
The Wallace McCain Institute was actually formed to bridge, is basically the motto is to bridge entrepreneurial leaders. The original program, it's a one-year commitment. It groups 15 leaders from all over the province on a monthly basis for 2 weeks. We took a day out of our personal life and a day out of our business life to meet together every month. And what it does, you talk about themes, you talk about your businesses, you talk about, whatever you need to. It basically creates a bond between those people. And then you all of a sudden have this amazing network of people that you can rely on and talk to about your business challenges.
And this is something you were chosen to go to, something you enroll in, or what?
This is something that I was prompted to apply to, mm-hmm. and then went through an interview process and was chosen for the first 15 group.
Well, you had been in business for quite some time by that point. How much of a difference did it make to you?
It made quite a big difference, because a lot of my business was outside of the province. I had actually, my internet company was in British Columbia, and mm-hmm. I telecommuted for the last 6 years, just for family reasons, wanting to be home. And I didn't know a whole lot of the network in the province. And so this allowed me to meet a whole lot of influential people, as well as entrepreneurs just like ourselves.
How surprised were you to hear what was going on in the province?
Well, I was surprised, because I don't find we hear enough about the small, up-and-coming, neat, creative, innovative products and services that are out there.
And why is that? Because they're not looking at New Brunswick as the market, that they're looking elsewhere? Or?
Well, a lot of them, their market isn't New Brunswick.
Okay.
For our part, we're not going to be necessarily the consumers.
Sure.
But in a variety of cases, the ones I'm going to feature, I would say probably it would be a 40%, 60% split. 40% will be, we're the consumers of those products or services.
And even if we're not the market, we're certainly the employed by these people.
That's right.
Good stuff. Can't wait to hear about them. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you for having me.
Janice McPherson's a New Brunswick entrepreneur and shift's guide. What's made in New Brunswick? She'll be back next Monday, this time with a story of a company called Limbix.